Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Moscow's defensive shield.
We must be vigilant. Unfortunately, such actions are always well planned, are designed to kill as many as possible and to destabilize society. This is why the police and security forces must keep people informed and must keep the situation under firm control.
Russia's President Medvedev speaking about keeping the police informed and the situation under firm control. The capacity for a crackdown following the terror attacks in Moscow yesterday is almost without limit, given Russia's Soviet history. How far will they go? In Russia's war on terrorism, it's Medvedev and Putin's move. Can either side avoid a draw? It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, March 30th. Full coverage on The Takeaway of one day after those terror attacks in Moscow.
And let's get right to the morning news. All nine members of what federal prosecutors call a Christian warrior militia are now in police custody. The final arrest came last night when the militia leader's son surrendered to police. The suspects from Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana are accused of plotting to kill a Michigan policeman and then attack other police.
Moscow paused to mourn its dead this morning as police with machine guns patrolled subway entrances throughout the city one day after a pair of female suicide bombers attacked the subways. Bridget Kendall, BBC diplomatic correspondent, spoke with us from Moscow a short time ago and described the Russian people as resilient a day later.
Well, I think they're trying to come to terms with what's happened. There's an official day of mourning here and the church service is being held to commemorate the victims. But in the rush hour this morning, you could see that people were using the metro system as usual, maybe doggedly ignoring any sense of increased risk, perhaps slightly fewer than there were. And at the stations where the bombings took place, which are now up and running, actually impromptu piles of red carnations have grown overnight. And you find small crowds of well-wishers coming to pay their respects, to have a look at the place. There's little external damage, but you get the sense that on the surface it feels as though Russia's taking this in its stride. But it's really interesting. If you look at the local papers this morning, scathing criticism of the security services, saying, look, we've been through this before. We had a really bad year in 2004. And then earlier this year, last year, the authorities said they thought that they'd crack terrorism. Well, they clearly haven't. There's something wrong here. They need to change their strategy.
Well, we reported yesterday on the 40-minute delay between the first bombing and the second bombing and that no evacuation was ordered. Does criticism on that and other issues weaken this government, or does the sense of those red carnations you talked about, a sense of mourning, rally people and strengthen the government's hand in figuring out what to do next?
Probably depends who you talk to. It probably reinforces what people think. And there are plenty of Russian nationalists who will feel we have to stand by our government here. And there have already been calls from some politicians saying maybe there ought to be tougher migration rules. The communist leader said maybe we should bring back the death penalty for the sort of people who do this. Moscow, Russia has been through this before. It's had the most terrible terrorist tragedies. When there were calls again saying, well, why was the security service not looking closely enough? Why were they not able to infiltrate and stop these plans before they went ahead and stop these terrorists from getting from place to place? And is that going to happen again?
The BBC's Bridget Kendall, diplomatic correspondent in Moscow, talking about the reaction from Russia one day after those terror attacks. A full discussion coming up.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,895. The S&P opens at 1,173. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,404. Coming up, the recession goes on. And why are the what does that have any connection to the fact that there's a number of sexual harassment cases rising and male victims rising? We're going to talk about that in our work segment today. And all week long, we are getting schooled. And today we're going to talk to Arnie Duncan. We're talking about how to remake education in the United States. There are thoughts about a national curriculum. So the question for today is, if the national curriculum, of course, will include reading, writing, and arithmetic, what's one other class you think should be required? Let us know at 8778-MYTECH or post to our site, thetakeaway.org.